You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
That is Ernie Bell with Hellhole. And kia ora to Ernie herself, aka Amy. Morena, how are you going?
Morena, I'm good. All coughed up.
Ready to tackle a big day because your brand new and debut album, Venus is Home, is out now. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
It's an exciting thing for, I mean, since you've put out those first two singles, you've made quite a big splash in the music community. It's, I think it's something to do with the songs are amazing, but also you've created this incredible visual world that goes with it, and you've really brought everybody into that space with you. It must be quite a special thing to be able to share that with people. How do you feel doing, I guess, that process of creating for yourself and then putting it out into a public space?
It's good. I mean, I've always wanted to do the visual aspect of creating music because it's something I really enjoy doing as well.
And Venus's Home is it named after your grandmother? Am I right in saying that?
Yes, it is. It's Venus was my grandmother on my Māori side, and she passed away in 2020, that wonderful year. So yeah,
is this,
it's named after her.
Yeah, is this kind of, do you feel like the album itself is a dedication to her?
I think in a way it sort of became one, not intentionally, but by the time I had finished the album and finished that song, she had just sort of passed away, so it kind of became significant to the timing of me doing the album, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What does influence your writing? Because it's quite, it sort of flits between the kind of grittiness of everyday stuff and the kind of here and now of, I mean, like Hellhole, that's sort of a K Road kind of anthem in many ways. Yeah. and then you're also kind of moving into these like almost mythical spaces or fantastical spaces. What is inspiring for you when you're writing?
Well, I do love a good fantasy. I don't know. To be honest,
You live in Maungaturoto. Yeah. I wonder if that, well, I mean, part-time you live in Maungaturoto, and that's a very small, amazingly beautiful, compact little town. Does that filter into your writing, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Venus's Home was, you know, this story, the beginning is sort of based around a small town and how word gets around really fast in such an insular place. I guess where my environment and where I'm living at the time definitely influences my writing. Because if you look at the album, I guess it's kind of set part in K Road and part in a small rural town up north.
And I think that that kind of gothic thread you've got in the visuals and in the sound as well is what ties it together really nicely, at least in my first listen to the whole record. It felt like that was a strong through line. And with the like visual element, you're playing with a lot of like strong shapes and like quite strange movements and things like that. When you're creating that visual world, how do you work on that, I guess? Where do you kind of pull your ideas for that from?
I don't know. I'm quite into maybe dance and sculpture. So visually that kind of makes sense to me. But I don't know. I think for Venus's Home, I kind of unintentionally went into a bit of a trance and formed that character.
Mm.
And that actually happened naturally. I didn't really plan for it to end up like that. But yeah, I keep referring to it as like a hawk or something, or a bird. And
wow, yeah.
To me, that kind of is like a tohu and symbolic of mm-hmm. something that you'd see when someone passes over into the afterlife. So it kind of made sense in terms of it sort of being a song about mourning Nana.
Mm.
Yeah, it just sort of happened.
I think that is a strong sense when you see the video as well. There's like it has got like quite a natural feeling about it. It's not a forced mm. symbol. It's not like a, as you say, it's a character, but it feels mm. very much like it maybe is its own thing, and you kind of stumbled across it, which is quite a magical thing to experience as a listener and a viewer. It must be quite an amazing sort of thing to experience as an artist as well.
Yeah. That's why I love this part of creating, being able to get into the performative aspect of it, I guess.
Mm.
But I think in particular that video clip, I don't know if I'll have it felt very magical to make as well, and mm. coming into that character was quite, I think when I was on, I remember when I was shooting on the rocks of the waterfall, there was an optical illusion from the water passing the rocks that when I was looking at the rocks, they were actually moving, like I was tripping out.
Oh, wow.
psychedelics or something, because and I actually started freaking out, but I had to keep staying character because the rocks were moving. It was so it was kind of, yeah, it was a very crazy little shoot.
The performance aspect of your work, for people who've seen the videos or even just listened to the tracks, it does come through really strongly. You are doing a show next week to celebrate it, obviously under Red, not an ideal debut, but pretty special for people who have managed to get a ticket. Without giving all your secrets away, what can people expect from the show?
Well, a full band, and I don't know, I think it'll be
That's a bit of a mean question, I guess, because you kind of, I guess when you're performing, you're just kind of doing it. You have hinted that there's a special guest maybe coming, though. Have you got any clues?
Oh, this is a tricky one. From the South Island.
From the South Island. Okay. Mm. That narrows it down to half the landmass. Amy, I'm so excited to see Venus's Home come to life. It's a beautiful album. Congratulations. And I hope we get to see many more performances in the future. I'm sure we will once we get through this rocky wee patch. But enjoy that performance next week. And we better listen to the title track, I reckon. Thank you for chatting with us this morning.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
poured me a glass of lukewarm cask wine. She said, girl, let's go roll in the dress, go down to the creek, pick some watercress for tea. Looks like you need a feed. Looks like you need a feed. So it's knocked one down. She said, I won't tell if you don't tell. Oh, what the hell? I've never seen the world, never left this town. And if there's one thing I can say to you, it's that life's too short.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.